This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down.
Here we go again on the Good Day program. Welcome to our gathering, get-together of friends, relatives, countrymen at 7 past the hour. Welcome to Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and our great friend Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show. This Cincinnati situation, I thought I would bring you in on this because you're the country's foremost expert in dealing with animals, whether they be domiciled at home, domesticated, or in circumstances like this. You and I have talked frequently about zoos and the country's fascination with animals of sizes and shapes and colors that we don't have necessarily on every street corner. So this zoo has a gorilla. It's been there for a couple of years, apparently, because they're trying to get the other gorillas pregnant, and so the boy slips through the bars. What I don't understand, I mean, this is not for Warren, but in general commentary, why it is that you would have a circumstance where any youngster, if you're encouraging children to come to a facility like this to learn about the animals, and then you leave enough room between bars in the cage for some child to get through it, what kind of thinking goes on? What kind of sense does that make? Now, having said that, Warren, the animal rights groups are all over this. The gorilla shouldn't have been killed, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure you're going to take calls on this on your weekend program. So what's your feeling? What do you know that we don't know about gorillas?
Well, first of all, Doug, you hit the nail right on the head. The bottom line is if you have wild animals at a zoo, which I'm not a big fan of to begin with, but the bottom line is if you're going to have wild animals at the zoo, it's your responsibility to make sure that the danger of what happened can't happen again. In other words, don't you think they should have someone weekly go around and inspect to make sure there's no way that anyone can slip through or any animal can slip out? So I do blame the zoo a little bit for not being as conscientious in terms of protecting the people and the animals. What's interesting to me, though, Jane Goodall, I don't know if you're familiar with Jane Goodall. She's by far the most renowned primatologist in the country. And she said in a recent article, she tried to see exactly what was taking place, and it looked as though the gorilla was actually putting his arm around the child, like the female a couple of years back who rescued and returned the child from the Chicago exhibit. So according to Jane Goodall, who I really, really admire, she doesn't feel that was necessarily aggressive behavior. In fact, she was more focused at this point on how the two female gorillas are reacting to the death of the male gorilla at the zoo.
Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't have been out of the ordinary. See, I think it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, but my instincts tell me that they didn't need to do what they did. They did it because they felt it was the safest thing to do for the safety of the boy. But they weren't thinking about the gorilla.
Do we know why they didn't tranquilize, why they shot and killed it?
Because it takes 3 to 4 minutes for it to take effect.
To sink in, gotcha.
Right? Is that right, Warren?
Yeah,
that would have annoyed him.
Yeah, there are tranquilizers that will work a little quicker than that, but the bottom line is, again, if you shoot the animal with a tranquilizer, you don't know exactly what's going to happen at that point.
Right.
I just think maybe they reacted too quickly, but I also feel bad because I listened to the guy who runs the zoo, and I kind of feel bad for him, too. He really seemed like he loved animals, and he made a decision that he didn't want to make, a decision I never would have made, but a decision that he had to make. So I'm not blaming him either. It was just a really horrible thing, but the bottom line here is the only final victim was, in fact, The gorilla.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another animal item here that deserves some scrutiny while we have Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show with us is what's happening to dogs, security dogs, as a result of the war on terror. Transportation Security Administration, TSA, said they'd like to see explosive-sniffing dogs at all of the airports in our country. Another thing for them to screw up. The dogs would also work to clear passengers who go into pre-check lanes. So what the hell is the sense of having a pre-check lane? Now they're going to slow you down because they want to have a dog sniff your crotch.
No, the dog is a much faster and more efficient way to do it than the actual machines are.
They don't use machines. They go through a quick x-ray machine. So, they're not checking you for drugs in the pre-check line.
Well, but
the dogs can do 200 people a minute.
Right.
They can sniff. It's
and
amazing.
They can smell like
they're olfactory. They're olfactory. Yeah. Remember,
what are they doing now to test this stuff out?
To test what out?
Well, I think you're maybe missing my point. I do not believe they're doing this now, nor have they done it. They're bringing dogs on because they want to use the dogs, not to necessarily... they're looking for things that could be explosives, but they're also...
Right, well, you know
drugs.
What they do now is they take those little white cloths and they wipe down your baggage and then they put it in the monitor for it to
read.
So that does take a long time.
Here's an important point. Remember now, my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out drugs and bombs, so we're right on my subject here. The bottom line is the same dog can be taught to sniff out drugs and bombs, but the reaction of the dog has to be totally different. For example, when a dog sniffs out drugs, you want the dog to get excited and start pawing at the drugs. If he did that with a bomb, you're dead. So the dog has to know how to react, and the way that's taught is with two different harnesses. There's one harness for drugs and a collar, for example, for bombs. So these dogs are amazingly well trained, and when in doubt, trust the dog. But you're absolutely right. The dogs can do it much more rapidly than any machine, and you can't fool the dog. You can fool the machine, but you can't fool the
dog. They can smell up to 900,000 different chemicals that are used in bombs.
Wow.
But
that's why
the story here is
they're doing the same thing.
We used to train these bombs, and the TSA used to have a breeding program for the dogs.
Yeah.
And because of financial cutbacks, they stopped it. And now we end up buying the dogs from European breeders at a greatly...
$5,000 a piece.
Real quick story. Just this week, I was working with Saxon. Saxon is the German Shepherd that was the portrayed in the movie Max, the hero dog. This dog, Saxon, that I worked with, was shot in the head once in his first tour to Afghanistan. A bomb blew up. He lost part of his ear in the second tour of Afghanistan, and now he's helping other soldiers. But the reason I bring that up is Saxon, the German Shepherd, is not an American dog. He was purchased by the military from Czechoslovakia. So, Rich, you're absolutely right. The majority of dogs coming into police departments and military in this country are coming in from Eastern Europe, Czechoslovakia, Poland, and those areas.
The conversation now by the TSA is to reinstate the breeding program so that we can breed our own dogs and train them at a much cheaper rate.
Labradors, Belgians, Vizslas, those are the dogs I'm trying to
visualize. How about a good old generic dog? How about a good old mixed breed dog?
How about a shelter dog? Yeah, how about a shelter dog? There are so many puppy mills that get raided.
Ding, ding, ding. We're saving dogs every day. I've got this dog, Millie, who came from the kill shelter in Brooklyn, for God's sakes. Why aren't we using those dogs?
Let me give you a quick stat, okay? In this country, every day, 18 to 20 veterans commit suicide. In this country, every 18 seconds, a dog is killed at a shelter. So it's such a perfect match. There are so many dogs at shelters that can be trained for any number of purposes. I've trained them for TV, for movies, for police departments and military. Get the dogs from the shelter. I think that's the best approach.
Warren, there's a great organization that I've been supporting for a while called Paws and Stripes, and it takes veterans with traumatic brain injuries, and it pairs them with shelter dogs. It's a win-win for everyone. And they're a private nonprofit. They don't have the money. They don't have the funding, but if they had a much larger scale and if they had actual funding, it's amazing the work that we could get done and saving veterans' lives.
And there are small groups like that. I recently worked with a group on Long Island called Pause for War, and there are several small groups all over the country that do this, and for some reason the U.S. government's not backing them, and these people are doing this work on a voluntary basis. That's why I'm such a strong supporter of them.
But when it comes to sniffing bombs, Warren, that's a pretty specialty thing. Are there better dogs for that kind of expertise than others?
You have to evaluate the individual dog. I try to stay away from the Archie Bunker type statements in terms of breedism. Use a Labrador, use this. There are certain breeds that have a better nose. For example, a German Shepherd is an air tracking dog. Their nose is off the ground. A Bloodhound is a ground tracking dog. So depending on the type of work you're doing, in fact, the more wrinkles a dog has in his face, the better they are. That's why they use Bloodhounds, because the scent stays in the wrinkles. So, not with pugs, though. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Well, that's what I was going to say. With pugs, I mean, and plus they don't look very daunting either.
I don't think you want a daunting dog at the airport. You want some daunting dogs at the airport, but I think the dogs that are really sniffing the people for bombs and drugs, I think those dogs should be a little bit more friendly looking, whether they are or not, but just more friendly looking.
Yeah.
But the shelters are the place to go. There are 25% of every dog at shelters across this country is a purebred dog. So even if you want a purebred Shepherd or a Malinois, whatever you want, they're available at shelters in this country.
Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend all around the country, and a swell contributor to the Good Day program with important thoughts about two very different issues here on Good Day at 17 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now. And enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Twitter, at Good Day Show, following some things on Facebook. Here's a post that I just reposted from a Facebook friend. Not sure why they killed me. Picture of a gorilla, the gorilla that was killed. I was doing a better job of watching that lady's kid than she was. Something to be said for that. And that conversation will not go away. There's going to be a lot of stuff as this thing continues to boil. And then doesn't it make it interesting when you think about it that we pay as much attention to that? One of the stats earlier in the day that I had mentioned to my pals here and to those of you who are listening was looking at all of the hoopla about Vietnam and going back to Memorial Day a couple of days ago. We have as a human, as a race, as a group, killed 100 million of us in the name of war and not being able to get along in the past 100 years. That's
tragic.
Quite a statement, isn't it, huh? On who we are and how we are. We think we're such, you know, we're so wonderful. We are in many ways, but, you know, there are a lot of things that are imperfect here that we ought to continue to work on. 21 after the hour.
The
Chief Non-Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You think that the name came first or the fact that they were stoned all the time? Which was it?
That's a good question, Dougie.
You're supposed to ask Keith Richards that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he's in a palm tree right now.
Hey, trying to drill a hole in a coconut. All right. Rolling Stones in the news, well, specifically the guitarist for the Bones, Ronnie Wood, has become a father at my age. This time, he has twin girls. His wife is Sally. Two. Gave birth the other day. This is from her Twitter account. Thank you all so much for the love. Can't believe our babies are a day old already. They're wonderful. So I'm not sure how old she is, but the big deal with the women is once they get to be, what, 45, 46? Now, this could be in vitro if it's twins. How old do we know how old this woman is?
Ronnie Wood's new wife is very, very young compared to him. I want to say she is in her 30s, maybe?
Let me see. All right. What does the... I know what Jennifer's going to say. The answer is ka-ching. But the...
You got it, baby. And you solidified that cha-ching with the twins. Cha-ching, 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 you know?
His wife is 38.
38. Yeah. Okay. And he's 68.
Oh, gosh.
What's
just my age. And just who I'm looking for, a 68-year-old guy. Because you go from changing your twins' diapers to then changing your husband's diapers. How exciting.
What a characterization. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. All right, Tony. Ronnie Wood becomes a father. How many children is... let's look at some of these other members of the Stones. How many children do the other... members, do we have any idea about, like,
well,
for example?
Well, this is Ronnie's fifth and sixth child.
Really? Okay.
And Mick, I think, has four?
With various women?
With various. Yeah. Maybe more than that? Yeah, with various women, yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right, and then do we care about the rest of them, or is that enough?
I don't think Charlie Watts has kids, does he?
I'm interested in how many Keith has.
Keith Richards?
I think Keith surprisingly only has like two, and they're adult. They're in their late 20s, and I think that was it for him.
Hmm. Smart man.
All right, so that's the Rolling Stones story. Now on to Jack White from he created this theme from Maya and Marty is at the bottom line here tonight.
Yes.
No, it was last night.
It debuted last night. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. How was anybody watch it? Maya and Marty.
I taped it, but I did not watch it yet.
All right. So what do we know about this show? What do we know about this guy?
About Jack White?
Yeah.
Well, this is his first foray into doing a TV soundtrack. He's done movies. He's done a lot of different projects. He is, of course, the only functioning half of the White Stripes. And he's a guitar kind of virtuoso, plays piano, lots of different influences. He famously, a couple years ago, did two fabulous albums with Loretta Lynn that were really, really incredible. Yeah, wow. Really incredible, incredible stuff. You would love it, Doug. I know you like Loretta Lynn. You would love it.
I do. I don't know that much about Jack White, though, frankly. And what I heard yesterday about this, I think I may have said something.
Yeah, you were derogatory about this.
Perceived to be negative about Marty.
Very.
Well, I don't know anything about her, so I can't...
Okay, so Maya Rudolph, you actually do. You've probably seen her. She's on SNL for a million years. She's been in a lot of TV shows. She was in the movie Bridesmaids, a lot of movies as well. She plays the best friend quite often. And then Marty is Martin Short, who...
Yeah, no, I get that.
He's a talent, yeah.
But he's not talented. He's not even funny.
Oh, God.
He's not exactly. He's what? Tell me something... Oh, really?
Three Amigos. Hello.
Right. But he was held up by Steve Martin and Chevy Chase.
Father of the Bride, he was the wedding planner. Frank?
Yeah.
That's a legendary character for my whole generation.
Frank?
He was amazing. Frank?
So he had one good movie. What else has he done that's good?
Oh, boy.
Come on, what else? All right, see nothing, folks. I've proven my point. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You sit on the edge of a lake, worries floating away with each breath. You have just bundled your ATV and RV insurance and saved a large sum of money. Now all is perfect. You carry on a conversation with an owl. He asks most of the questions.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Sorry, I was sleep texting. May have become the dog ate my homework of the digital age. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Doctors seeing increased sleep disorders from constant phone use say texting while asleep is on the rise. More common in teens and those who never let go of their phones, experts concur that parts of our brain controlling motor skills can wake up. Meanwhile, other parts managing memory or judgment remain asleep. Whatever the reason, our unconscious mind has the upper hand in these cases, from texting gibberish to outright aggressive messages. One person sent a text to her boss in the middle of the night saying, "You're fired." Having a history of sleep disorders, such as sleepwalking and sleep talking, make you more likely to text while asleep. One solution, leave your phone in another room at night. Just be prepared for a completely different disorder, separation anxiety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Program 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden is at the controls. Here we are working. I don't like that word much, but I find it hard to escape. I've been trying to work into a way of not using the term work when it comes to our conversations and what we do here, because it really isn't work, although some people think using
like
your
Rihanna.
Brain.
You know, you're trying to be
work.
Young
work,
and hip. Work.
The North Korean state media, controlled by Kim Jong Jungbung Bangalunga.
Kim Jong Ding Dong.
Him too.
You guys, okay? You just said chimichanga, Doug, and you just said ding dong, Rich. Now I'm hungry.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. All right. So Donald Trump is cool, according to Kim Jong Un. He's wise and far-sighted, says the North Korean leader. He editorialized in the state-run newspaper today, says Trump is exciting and Hillary is dull. The Trump proposal to hold talks with Kim Jong-un has been welcomed. Positive aspects to Trump's inflammatory policies, says a reporter. Trump said he would not get involved in a war between North Korea and South Korea if they went to war. Really? Isn't that fortunate for North Korea? Oh, my God. And meanwhile, Trump University staffers, I'm looking at the headlines all over the place. Help me understand why this is an issue. Does anybody, what is this? Supposedly it speaks to his competence. How many businesses has he attempted to run, and how many of them have worked well?
I think the claims are that he was dishonest about what the people who were paying for an education there would be getting misrepresenting the school.
The accreditation and stuff like that.
Right.
It was called Trump University.
Right.
Like, really? I know, it shouldn't be really a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, what were you expecting? It's not like you're going to Harvard for crying out loud.
I'm enrolling in Kardashian College next
right?
year.
Right.
So.
Good for you! Wow.
Kardashian is in trouble for the same thing that Donald Trump is because of something that she lent her name to, some university program.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. I mean, you have to, there's got to be some level of competence from, you know, buyer beware, I guess. I don't know.
Well, but this is another reason for the New York Times to dump on him just for the heck
of it.
They're
playing, the big claim is that they played on people's emotions. But look, I just came off of being home an awful lot with my eye problem. And sadly, I watched a lot of daytime TV, or listened to, I guess would probably be the better way to phrase it. Listened to a lot of daytime TV. And all of those commercials that run during the day on the local networks are like this. They say, are you tired of sitting at home? Do you want to start being productive again? They play on your emotions
right.
to become a dental assistant.
Learn how to rebuild carburetors.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what they do to
people. You can do that at Trump University?
Well,
wow. That's cool, man.
They'd be the best, most hugest carburetors ever.
Yeah.
What are the guy's name? Doing Trump University?
Yeah.
His name is Mr. Schnackenberg.
Good for him.
I had Schnackenberg yesterday.
Schnackenberg.
All right. General Mills in the headline this morning as it recalls 5,000 tons of flour. Seems that the flour may have E. coli. News media hasn't questioned this particularly, and so, as usual, everybody is scared. Let me tell you something about E. coli. E. coli in flour would have a very hard time surviving because of the density of the flour. I'm not saying it isn't possible, but I'm saying this is an overreaction. Gee, you think? Once again, there were a couple of people who got sick. Supportedly, flour, which, let's see here, names, brands, Gold Medal, Wondra, Signature Kitchens, all the flour sold in Safeway. In other words, most of the private label flour bags that you find at a grocery store all come from the same plant. So all of these stores have returned or ask people to return the flour that they may have purchased in the past couple of weeks. But they don't know, really. They can't. They're not going to be able to pinpoint this to flour, for God's sake.
No, but it's interesting that you just mentioned that, because I don't know much about E. coli, but if you're saying that it's difficult for it to live in the flour, these people, they're basing this recall because a bunch of people baked something and then got sick. Can you bake out E. coli?
Yes. E. coli.
So then there's something else.
Yes,
yeah, with the heat. That, I mean, when you bake, you're at 400 to 500 degrees.
Yeah, that's part of what I was bringing. Thank you. You caught on. You're becoming a good student, Victoria. You're very good. Catching on to my thinking process before I get there.
Thank you, Kimo Sabe.
You're welcome. Cowabunga.
You're supposed to call her young grasshopper.
Young. So E. coli, salmonella, listeria, all those. Listeria is the hardest one to get rid of, and it would never survive in flour. So I'm going back to what Victoria just said. Most of these things can be cooked out. Listeria takes more heat to cook it, temperatures that would equal 700-800 degrees. That's how you get rid of E. coli. As far as salmonella and E. coli, that's how you get rid of listeria. E. coli, salmonella, whatever. If you cook it in a pot, let's say you bought some spinach and it had E. coli, excuse me, on it, put it in the pot and cooked it, gonzo. That would be the end of it. There's something else going on here. And as usual, the government has been very thorough. Rich, you want to play that one cut, which basically summarizes what the government says is going on?
General Mills is issuing a voluntary recall of nearly 10 million pounds of flour. The American food manufacturer says it's working with health officials to investigate an outbreak of E. coli hitting 38 people across 20 states. The bacteria has not been found in any of General Mills' Gold Medal, Wondra, and Signature Kitchens flour or their manufacturing plant, according to a company statement. General Mills said the CDC found that about half of those diagnosed reported cooking with flour before becoming ill.
Nonsense. You're not you're not getting an E. coli problem from flour. There's something else going on here. But in the meantime, what are we doing? Destroying the flour business? Wait a minute. Flour is bad for you to begin with. You shouldn't be eating flour because it is the white bleached flour is a carb. When you cook with it and use it, it becomes goes right to fat. You shouldn't be
Is this a conspiracy from the gluten-free people in the world?
Wow. Those would be my people, the hippies. I must have missed that meeting because I don't think we targeted 10 million pounds of flour, but I can check the notes.
You should go back to the notes. The minutes. Check the minutes.
42 past the hour. In a moment, we meet Kathy Cummings, who's going to help you if you are, Victoria, a first-time home buyer and you're trying to figure out how to do this, how to get a home. This, I think, is going to be a helpful moment or two with you. So first-time home buyers, listen up. You're in the focus next on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale. For the last 30 years, an emphasis on physical health has been a popular topic. With a variety of exercise workouts and discussions about proper diets, staying in tip-top shape is an important part of life as we age. And while physical fitness is certainly essential for good health, the health of one's brain is often an afterthought. In efforts to encourage brain health, Brookdale Senior Living, the nation's largest operator of senior living communities, has created a brain health program called Know Your Brain, Grow Your Brain, Flex Your Brain, for its residents. Carol Cummings, RN, BSN, Brookdale.
The Brain Health class includes four sessions designed to give you an overview of the brain and guidelines for keeping it healthy for a lifetime. There are also projects to engage the brain in novel and complex activities in a fun and challenging way to exercise your brain.
For more information on your brain health, tips, and exercises, visit www.brookdale.com.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Stitcher's Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Molly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
45 at the hour now on the Good Day program. Joining us is Kathy Cummings, who works for Bank of America. They've done a survey looking at those who would be buying their first home, younger people. Well, I don't know. Should I assume, Kathy? I don't want to assume anything, actually. Well, I'll ask whether we should think that we're talking about younger people because it's usual for a first-time home buyer to be younger. So should we be saying we're looking at people, let's say, in their 20s and 30s?
Well, I would say that that's a large percentage of them. But this is for anyone considering buying a home, so experienced home buyers as well.
Oh, really? Okay. So this is not just about the first time you're trying to find the home of your dreams. So
right.
What I glean out of this is that most people who may be in an apartment that now want to buy a home aren't looking for just a starter home, for a little home. They want to get into a home and stay there. Is that the correct way? I'm looking at this, and that's what I sort of take away.
That's correct. 75% would prefer, and I think prefer is a big word here, to skip that starter home. But the data gets a little bit, when you dive into it, it gets a little bit different. So when you look at those who have a plan, meaning they're actively out there looking, they are getting some real-life experience versus those that are just someday borrowers, right? So 41% of those with a plan prefer the starter home compared to 23% without a plan.
That surprised you? What else surprises you about what you found in this report?
Well, we did break out. We had enough data to break out the millennial mindset. So 66% of first-time millennial homebuyers expect help from their parents. And not only help in a traditional way with help moving in, making the decisions, trying to find the right neighborhood, and even money for a down payment. 19% expect help with their money for a down payment.
They expect it or they want it? Is there an expectation or is there a desire?
It's expect.
Really?
From the parents. Wow. Yeah. So, but the one thing that jumped out at me as, please don't show my millennial children this report, is 15% expect help with that monthly mortgage payment. So that's something that I was like, okay, I have to burn this report. I can't let my kids see this because I'm not doing that. I'm not signing up for that.
That's a big no for me, too. So, listen, but in that circumstance, are we finding people then able to buy bigger homes because they are getting help from the parents or whomever else is in the family that's willing to help them out?
Yeah, it's a very real thing that millennials are living in mom's basement, right? So they're able to save much more rapidly, get the debt paid off. Maybe they have student loan debt, get that paid down. So, you know, it depends on what their life situation is. So as an example, part of the report says that 32% of millennials and 43% of Gen Xers are putting off home buying because of debt. So Gen Xers, they're right in the middle of life right now. They typically have children or may have children, and they may even be in a situation where they're helping take care of adult parents. So they have a lot more expense that they're looking at. They're trying to see for retirement, kids' education. So it's understandable that the Gen Xers are a little bit more squeezed when you think of, you know, statistically there might be or should be more millennials that are living at home.
All right, parents, be prepared to help your millennial children buy a house. Kathy Cummings here from Bank of America on Good Day.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Theme from Shawshank Redemption movie. That was extraordinarily popular in 1994 and fast forwarded to today. A lot of people think it may have been some of the best work Morgan Freeman did or Timothy Robbins. They were very, very good in it. So now Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with some news about Morgan Freeman. He's not dating his granddaughter still, is he?
I don't know anything. I'm not privy to that information. But today's his birthday.
I know nothing.
Today's his birthday, 79 years old.
Happy birthday to Morgan Freeman.
And you know, it's interesting. The Shawshank Redemption, which came out in 94, I remember seeing it in the theater. It did moderate box office, but the Oscar to the best picture went to Forrest Gump, which obviously was a really good film. But upon reflection, I have to believe that the Shawshank Redemption should have really took home that Oscar gold, because I just think it's an iconic movie. One of the best films of all time, I think.
All right. So there's Chuck's opinion on that. You know, I'm looking at the news about Pitch Perfect 3 being pushed back to the winter of next year. I'm trying to remember what the first one was about. Elizabeth Banks was, I think, involved in it somehow. And Haley Steinfeld, who was in True Grit, was in it. Who else and why interesting?
That's the second one. Elizabeth Banks actually directed the second one. Haley Steinfeld was cast in the second one. Basically, it's a comedy about a high school or teen singing group. Anna Kendrick is really good in those movies. I like the first one. The second one was so-so. They make a lot of money, so they're going to do a third one. Like I said, you know, if anything hits, the studios are going to turn it into a franchise property, and they're turning this franchise, this series of movies into a franchise property also.
All right. Speaking of that, Looks like the new trailer is out, or at least the executives at Disney have been shown the first cut of the Star Wars Story movie, and doesn't look too good. At least some people have complained about it. So what are they doing? They're going back to
It's Star Wars Rogue One. I guess they did a test screening to a select group of executives, and they ordered some extensive some reshoots or extensive reshoots that are going to cost a lot of money. This is not totally unusual. It depends on how many reshoots they're going to do, how long. I don't know what they saw, what they didn't like. I mean, nobody's going to be privy to that information except probably Disney insiders, but at least they have time. If there's issues with the movie they don't like, they can fix it, which is a good thing. But if they really didn't like what they saw, obviously that could be a problem, and who knows how fixable it is. But, you know, I'll root for the best. It comes out in December. It's called Star Wars Rogue One, the first of their planned spin-off movies.
All right. So now there's a Mary Poppins revival with Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins.
Disney officially announced that Emily Blunt is going to play Mary Poppins in a rebooted sequel. It's titled Mary Poppins Returns. Their release date is Christmas Day 2018. She may not be Julie Andrews, but she's pretty good. And I think it's a good, really good pick, actually. If you're going to pick anybody in the business to play Mary Poppins, Emily Blunt is a very solid pick.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to star in it, too, and he's just coming off this massive success with Hamilton.
Is it bad that I was going to say who she is?
He obviously is going to be a new incarnation of the Dick Van Dyke role.
Yeah.
Not the same character, but probably similar.
Yeah.
All right. Ellen has a new movie, Finding Dory. There's a trailer for that out, released this past weekend. What do you know about that?
Well, it's really not an Ellen movie. I mean, she did the voice of Dory in Disney's first. What was the title?
Finding Nemo.
Yeah, Finding Nemo. This is Finding Dory. She's going to reprise her voiceover for that character. But this should be one of the biggest films of the summer, no doubt about it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the first one was huge. It's a Disney property. It's animated. It's Pixar.
Huge.
It's
going to
make $1 billion minimum worldwide.
Really. All right, what other movie news have you got?
Just one other thing. As I reported a few weeks ago, it appears talks have heated up between Tom Hiddleston and MGM for him to take over the part of James Bond in MGM's long-running franchise. If this materializes, he would be the seventh actor to play Bond. Now, according to some reports, the Daily Mail, now I don't know how true this is, but they're saying that Daniel Craig was offered $100 million to do two more 007 films and doesn't want to do it, so the studio and producers got to look in a different direction. I heard they offered you $25 million. You turned it down. So they're going to go with that.
That would be awesome.
No, they only offered me $24 million, Chucker. That's why I turned it down.
You're holding out.
Right. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.